Hi everyone, my name is Nick Vidal. I'm the community manager of the NRX project, and I'm really happy to be here at FOSN to talk about WebAssembly and confidential computing. These two technologies are a perfect combination, and they're complementary. And I'm really happy to talk about how the NRX project is leveraging WebAssembly to render confidential computing accessible to everyone. So let's talk a little bit about confidential computing. The NRX project is part of the Confidential Computing Consortium from the Linux Foundation. In fact, we are one of the founding open source projects from the Confidential Computing Consortium. One of the things that we always thought about is how can developers implement confidential computing? Well, they must understand trusted execution environments, whether it's process-based or VM-based. They must understand the different platforms if they want to implement their applications for those platforms. So we have, for example, Intel's SGX or AMD's SEV or many other different architectures that exist right now and that are being developed and launched this year and the coming years. They must have a strong knowledge of encryption, of course, because encryption is key to confidential computing. And they must understand attestation, or in other words, how can we check if a CPU is genuine, if it's authentic. So as you can see, implementing confidential computing is really complex. How can developers really build applications for all of these different architectures? How can they have this knowledge of all these complex concepts like encryption and attestation, process-based and VM-based T's? It's really, really complex. NRX tries to help developers in this sense. And one of the technologies that he uses to accomplish this is WebAssembly. So let's talk a little bit about WebAssembly and what are its main characteristics. So WebAssembly was first showcased 5 years ago. And when people think about WebAssembly, they think about games in the browser, running in the web browser. So like Doom or Quake or any application that really demands high performance running on top of web browsers. And in fact, yes, that's the main user case for using WebAssembly. And all major web browsers nowadays support WebAssembly. But there's so much more than just the web browser. Despite its name, WebAssembly is making inroads into the clouds, IoT, and the edge. And there's a huge potential there as well. WebAssembly is an open standard. It's driven by the World Wide Web Consortium. And it's being developed, actively being developed right now by the Bytecode Alliance, by the Cloud Native Computing Consortium from the Linux Foundation, by the Mozilla Foundation, and many other organizations. And it's very, very active right now. We have talked about performance, but what are other characteristics of WebAssembly? So it really excels at security, performance, as we mentioned before, and portability. If we want to build applications that are seeking these three characteristics, WebAssembly is really an ideal technology for that. Why? Well, for security, it's a sandbox model. It offers an extra layer of protection. It protects the application. It isolates the application from the host. So it protects the host from the application. it doesn't trust the application. Even if the application is malicious, the host will be protected. In terms of performance, as we mentioned, WebAssembly is really fast because it's strongly typed. It's designed to be encoded in a size and load time efficient binary format, and is very highly optimized for performance. And something related as well is portability. WebAssembly was designed to be very efficient, to be executed very efficiently on a variety of architectures, of operating systems, on the web and even off the web itself. So these are the three main characteristics of WebAssembly. Again, security, performance, and portability. What's so interesting about WebAssembly nowadays? It's really interesting that we're seeing that it's approaching a critical turning point. Many different important pieces are finally coming together. One of the highlights is WASI, which is the WebAssembly System Interface. WASI provides applications with access to file system, to networking, and other key interfaces. When we have this completed, this will enable a whole new set of applications to emerge. It will really reshape how applications get built and deployed today. So this is a message, a tweet from Lynn Clark announcing WASI. And let's read what she said. WebAssembly running outside the web has a huge future, and that future gets one giant leap closer today. And Solomon Hayek, who is the founder, the creator of Docker, that was his reply. If WASP plus WASI existed in 2008, we wouldn't have needed to create Docker. That's how important it is. WebAssembly on the server is the future of computing. A standardized system interface was the missing link. Let's hope WASI is up to the task. So this is really exciting. Lynn Clark started off developing WebAssembly in the Mozilla Foundation, and now she's working Fastly, and there are many developers and architects like her who are really advancing WebAssembly and WASI. And why is this so important? Why is this so exciting? WebAssembly represents the third wave of cloud computing. Many people are seeing this. So in the first wave, we had virtual machines. We could run a Linux system or whatever system across the clouds. It was quite heavy, but it really offered that flexibility. On the second wave, we had containers, which was a bit more lightweight. And we have the cloud native, of course, the cloud native computing foundation. And they are really promoting cloud native applications, building applications that really take into care this nature of containers. And the third wave is all about serverless. It's all about creating a function as a service. So businesses can only only have to worry about the business logic and don't have to worry about anything else. So we're transitioning from cloud native to WASM native. Many of these serverless infrastructure, they are keen to using WebAssembly. So we have, for example, Cloudflare and Fastly, who we're building solutions on top of WebAssembly. And NRX is also one of those projects that is really looking into WebAssembly. How are we leveraging WebAssembly? So just 3 months ago, we had the first release of NRX, and it provided WebAssembly runtime. We have a WASM time, which is a very popular WebAssembly runtime. And this is really important because it allows developers to choose whatever language they like to implement their applications. So they can use, for example, Rust, C, C++. These are just some programming languages today that have very good support for WebAssembly. They can target WebAssembly. But more and more languages are getting support as well for WebAssembly. NRX is designed to work across silicon architectures, totally transparent to the users, so the applications can run really well either on Intel, SGX, or TDX, or AMD, the SAV, or the forthcoming architectures like ARM's Realms or IBM's PATH. And all this without having to recompile the application, because WebAssembly allows for that. So let's look back at the key features, at the key characteristics behind WebAssembly. So we have security, performance, and portability. How does the NRX project takes advantage of this? So from a security perspective, we know the whole raison d'etre of TIS, of confidential computing, is to protect the guests from the host. It uses encryption for them. And but interesting enough, WebAssembly complements that, because by default it protects the host from the guest. So with NRX and WebAssembly, we both protect the guest from the host and the host from the guest. This is a perfect combination. It's really interesting in terms of security. How about in terms of performance? How does the NRX project take advantage of WebAssembly? So if we think about TIS, they do have some trade-offs in terms of security and performance, but they actually provide a very near native performance. They're very optimized, everything is done on the hardware side, so it can run applications really fast, and it's a very good trade-off. The biggest problem is the lack of standards, because we have so many different architectures, and this makes it really challenging for developers to build applications that are highly optimized for each architecture. It will take a lot of effort for developers to achieve this. And this is where WebAssembly comes in and where it can help, because it offers this standardization. WebAssembly, as I mentioned, is strongly typed, and it's designed to be encoded in a size and low time efficient binary formats. And it's highly optimized for performance for each architecture. Developers don't have to worry about optimizing their applications for each architecture. They just build their applications and use WebAssembly that will optimize that application for them. And this is really key for the NRX project. Somewhat related to performance is portability, because we're talking about different architectures that exist for confidential computing. And as we can see, there are many architectures which vary greatly, and each application must be developed specifically for that platform. And depending if it's process-based or VM-based, the way you develop the application is completely different. It's very complex to build highly portable applications for confidential computing, for TIS. And again, we take advantage of WebAssembly for that, because it's CPU architecture independent. And so we enable developers to have the same application code to be deployed across different targets. We abstract completely this from developers, and they don't have to worry about issues like cross-compilation. And something that NRX adds to WebAssembly is attestation, those different attestation mechanisms. And so it really helps for developers to focus on their business logic, focus on building actually applications, and not having to worry about the different architectures, about encryption, about the different attestation mechanisms. This is really interesting. It's all about compile once and deploy anywhere. Let's see an overview of the NRX runtime architecture. So here we have the runtime architecture from NRX. We're just waiting a bit for the load, for it to load. Oh, here it is. And so we have, if you look at the bottom here, we have process-based KIP. KIP is how the NRX project called the TIS. And we have VM-based KIP. So for the process-based KIP, we have, for example, Intel's SGX or RISC-V Sanctum. And for the VM-based KIP, we have AMD's SAV or Intel's upcoming TDX, IBM's PF, and ARM Realms. There are a lot of different architectures. These are just some that exist or that they're going to be launched this year or the coming year. And they're very different. They're widely different. And what happens is that the NRX project uses WebAssembly and WASI as a layer, a very thin layer, to abstract all of this. So developers only have to worry about building their application. And once they build their application and they compile that to WebAssembly, to this bytecode formats, they don't have to recompile them. That codes will run equally well in each one of those architectures, and NRX provides all the technology to help with encryption, attestation, and everything that you need to run your application as fast and reliable as possible. And so NRX with WebAssembly really makes confidential computing accessible to developers. This is so exciting about this. And we had this runtime as part of our first release just 3 months ago. We are under high developments, and we welcome everyone to join us to learn a little bit more about us. So this is our website, nrx.dev. You can find our source code, which is fully open source, at GitHub at nrx/nrx. And please do star us so you can keep track of any news from us. And we're also available at chats.nrx.dev. You can follow us as well on Twitter, at NRX Project, on LinkedIn, And also on YouTube, we have several videos there from previous conferences. And of course, we're going to be adding this video from FOSDEM to YouTube as well. As I mentioned before, NRX is fully open source. We're using the Apache license. And our main programming language is Rust, with a little bit of assembly magic as well. So that's it. Thank you so much for your